Okay, today is Daf Samach. We're on Daf Samach, actually up to the Mishnah. So before we do the Mishnah, before we do the Mishnah, we just need to back up a minute and review. It's necessary to back up for a minute and review what went on this day on Yom Kippur. Because now this next Mishnah, till the end of the Perek, is going to discuss if you did things out of order. So this we're just going to take 2 minutes. It's a short Daf. Just to remind ourselves what we did that day, what the Kohen Gadol did that day. The first thing he did while wearing golden, I'm not going to say every little thing, I'm only going to say what the Masechta quotes. The first thing he did wearing gold begadim, was the Tamid, the Shechita of the Tamid. Where was that done? In the Azara, like every morning. Then was the Ketores, the Neiros, at Nehechel, in the Kodesh. Then the burning of the fat of the carbon tamid, right? With the mincha and the nechasim of the carbon tamid, that's back in the Azara. Then the par, there's a par, 7 olas with their minchas in the Azara. He then put on the white begadim, and he did the with the mikvah, white begadim, did the following. The vidui rishon on the par, that was in the Azara. The Gorel was in the Azara. The second video on the par was in the Azara. The Shechita of the par was in the Azara. The taking the 2 logs from the Mizbeach Achitzon, that was in the Azara. The Chafina of the Ketores, in the Azara. The Ketores, actually bringing the Ketores, that was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim. He's still wearing white. Sprinkling the Dam of the par, In the Kodesh Kedoshim. He went back out, got the dam, brought it back in. The Shechita of the goat, in the Azara. Right? Next, the sprinkling of the dam of the goat, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The sprinkling of the dam of the par, in the Heichal. Remember that? Right?
By the Paroches.
Then, the sprinkling of the dam of the goat in the Heichal, by the Paroches, in the Kodesh. Mixing the dam of the par and the goat together, right? And then sprinkling the dam on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach, not sprinkling, but applying, that was done in the Kodesh. Then pouring any leftover dam on the Yisod of the Mizbeach Achiton, that was done in the Azara. Okay, that's what we're up to in our progression of the day.
So he hasn't changed yet. It's going
he went from white. Gold to white. That's it. Now, the next, what's going to be coming up is as follows. Then, the vidui on the Seir HaMishtaleach, that was done in the Azara. That's the beginning of the next parak. Then, the sending away the goat, sending it to the Azazel, right? Then, the Emurim of the Par and the Seir, taking outside the city. That was all done in white. Then he put back on the gold. Then he would have the chatos on the sira chatos on the mizbeach achitzon, another chatos that was on the Azara. Then he would bring an aisle for himself and an aisle for the am that was in the Azara. Then the burning of the fat of the par and the seir, also in the Azara. Then the talmid shel ben harbayim in the Azara. Then he would put back on the big day lavan, go back into Kodesh Kedoshim for the 4th and final time, take out the shovel, right? Then he would go back into the gold and bring the Ketores and light the menorah. Okay?
And that's
the daily afternoon Ketores, light the menorah for the day, it's still a day, and that's it, then it's over. Right? Then when our highlight of the day is Ne'ilah, they did nothing. It's fascinating. Right? That's our highlight. The gates are closing.
They don't have the other stuff,
and they had nothing. No, but you would think.
But they had all the other stuff.
No, but the Mishnah Brura says, Hakal Holech Acher Hachasima. It all goes after the end. So why that concept doesn't apply then?
Because they had everything all day.
Right? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they threw off the Azazel. That all got kapara. Assuming it comes with tshuva, which is an open question. Assuming there's tshuva involved. Right? Because no magic. You did tshuva, right? What are you doing from 2 o'clock till sundown? It's a fascinating idea. Anyway, That's what went on today on Yom Kippur, right? We're like more than a bit halfway through, maybe a little more. Now, the Mishnah says the following. Ready for this? Only a 6 machlokas about this in the Gemara, but here's what the Mishnah says. Kol Masi Yom HaKippur Omar al-Seder, the entire order of Yom Kippur, which I just told you, which I just, right, we just summarized, as an order. Im Hikdem Maisa L'Chaveiro, Lo Asa Klum. If you went out of order, Lo Asa Klum. You didn't do anything. Start over. Right?
Start over. I don't like that.
Start over. Hikdim Dam Haseir L'Dam Hapar. Let's say you put the Dam Haseir before the Dam Hapar. Now, Dam Haseir is twice. Dam Hapar is twice. Which one did you do before? We'll get to that. Very simple. The Dam Haseir goes before the Dam Hapar. Yachzar. Redo. V'yazed Dam Haseir L'achar Dam Hapar. If you do B and then A, you have to go back and do A and then do B.
Right. But you don't have to go back to the beginning.
Beginning of what? You don't have to go back to the beginning and do the Korban Tamid. So you don't have to do that. But if you sprinkle the dam of the Seir first and then the par, you have to go back and sprinkle par and sprinkle Seir. Do you have to go shecht another par and do it all over from there? We'll see that. Okay? Now, you got that? Now, v'im ad shelo gomar es hamatanos. If you didn't finish doing the matanos, shebifnim, inside, right? Nishbach hadam, the dam spilled, right? In other words, let's say, im ad shelo gomar es hamatanos shebifnim, right? Nishba chadam, yavi dam acher v'yachzer b'tchila mibifnim, v'chein behechel. So too in the hechel. What does that mean? What?
Start
What does that mean? Spill.
You gotta bring more dam.
Right. V'chein mizbeach hazav. And so too with the mizbeach hazav. Says Rashi, in the second Rashi in the Mishnah, Nasan mixas matanos al haparoches. If you did a little bit of the spring on the parochet, the nishbach hadam, and the dam spilled in the middle, so can I have to start over? Yavi par acher, you have to bring another par, v'yaschil matanos haparochet, and start over only in the parochet. The ein sarach lachzor lahaschil bakaporet. You don't have to go back into the kodesh kedushim and do that again. That you don't have to do. But you can't.
Whatever you're doing,
you have to redo. In other words, the Kodesh Kedoshim is its own world, and then the Kodesh is its own world. As the Mishnah says, Shekulon kapar b'fnei atzman. Each one's a kapar for itself. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, Mimakam shepasak mishamu matzal. No, whatever you stop, that's what you pick up. Dotsa machlokas. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippur Ma'omar al-Seder. The whole Yom Kippur is set in order. Im Hikdim Maisa L'Chaveru Lo Asa Klum. If you go out of order, you didn't do anything. Amar of Yehuda, Emosai, when is that true? That you didn't do anything. When is that true? That's only true B'Dvarim Hanasim B'Bigdei Lavan Mibifnim. That's only true on things that are being worn in white. Bifnim. What's Bifnim mean? Kodesh Kedoshim. We just said over. When he was wearing white, he did things. What?
That's the one time in the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Right. No, but the point is, you wore white begadim in the Heichal and also in the Asara. There's a lot of things were going on in the white. Let's say he did the Chafinas Ketores before the Goral. That's white begadim in the Asara. So what if we went out of order over there? According to Rabbi Yehuda, big deal. Why? Because the only thing I care about is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, why do you say it like that? To contrast, from Nechemya Omer, no. But Matt, I'm sorry. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Masai b'dvar manasim b'dilavim b'fnim. Havol dvar manasim b'dilavim b'chutz. But anything when he's wearing white and it's not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, im hikdim ma'isel chaveiro, if he went out of order, masha asa. What he did is okay. It's okay. Should have done that. Don't go out of order. But you have a big deal. Says Rashi in the second to last skinny line, Kigon, for example, Hagrala, he did the Goral, Vidui, or the Vidui on the animals, or Shvichas Shirayim, or pouring the Shirayim, V'chol Matanos HaParoches, Umizbeach HaZav, even everything Godon on the Paroches, in the Kodesh, or on the Mizbeach HaZav, in the Kodesh, Im Hikdin Lahem Davar Me'uchar, if you went out of order, Ein Elu Ma'akvin Alav Leposlo. It doesn't make it possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Avol Shchita, which is done in the Kodesh, in the Azara, or Chafina, or the Chafina, which is done in the Azara, Modehu. He does agree that that has to be done in order. Why? Detzarech Pnim Kipnim Dami. Because anything needed for the Kodesh Kedashim is as if it's been taking place in the Kodesh Kedashim. So it's not just the sprinkling of dam or the ketores, it's anything that prepares for that. But the hagrala doesn't prepare for that. Nothing to do with that. That can be done out of order. That should be who the shita. Ibn Chemya Omer, no. Bamedvarm amurim, when is it true that you have to go in order? Bidvarm hanasim bibig de lovan. Any time the kongal wears big de lovan. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Whether inside or outside, it makes no difference. He's more machmir. He has more ways you can mess up. Right? More ways you can... Aval, dvar, hanasim, big day, zav, bachutz. But if he's wearing gold and begadim, masha, asa, asa, whatever he did, he did. Doesn't make a difference. Okay?
I wonder if they had a checklist. Okay, that,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think they had a checklist every day, no? Because the guy brings, remember we did Zvachan, it's common. A guy brings a chatas bird. All the rules will change. A guy brings an ola bird, an ola animal, a shlam, the how many matanos are there? 1, 4, 2. It's so complicated, right? So they knew it. So they did all day.
That's why they had
a
mocked up sequester for 7 days before you
took the door. Right. And by the way, what did Kahanan do the whole year? They studied Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. They didn't work. They were real kolel. They were learning to practice twice a week in Yom Tovim when they were there. They had money from Truma and from Truma. And from Matan. That's only because you have to respect them. Right? If Bill Gates walks in, everybody, whoo, look who's there, Bill Gates. Why? Because he's rich.
Right.
Right? What, he's a special person? Maybe he is. What? Everyone, the Gemara says everyone gave him money. You made him rich.
Right.
Yeah, the Kohen Gadol,
Right.
He became. You made him rich, right? Okay.
You didn't want his order?
I don't know. I didn't say he was a rock star. I just said that. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Ushneiam mikra echad darshu." The truth is that Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, they both learned out of the same pasuk. Why? It says in the pasuk like this. V'haisa zos, this shall be lachem fi you l'chukas olam, a chuk forever. And the pasuk continues l'chaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatosam. Right? To be a forgiveness for you. Achas bashana, once a year. Right? Achas bashana, once a year. Right? V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam achas bashana. This pasuk. There are words missing from the pasuk in the Gemara here, but that's the point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Makom Shemis Kaprin Bo Pamachas Pashana. What it means is, this pasuk, it's the place, the Makom, where you get Kapara only once a year. There's only one place like that, the Kodesh Kedashim. It's the only place I care. Says Rashi on top, Amakom Shekaparaso Achas Pashana Tzivachuka. On the place. Well, you only get kapara once a year. That's where it says chuka. Aval ahechal the azaros, but in the hechal or in the azaros, what does azaros mean? Plural. Afilu dvarim hanasin and big day lavan. Even if he's wearing white, she ain't kaparasin b'koyin gadol el achas pashana. There's many things going on in these places the rest of the year. Lo ksiva chuka. It doesn't say chuka. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. It doesn't say makom. We're going to reject this anyway. Rabbi Nechem Yisavar. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds only in the Kodesh, Kedashim. It's only a special place. In the Chem Yisavar, no. Dvar HaMeschaprim Behem Pamachas Pashana. It's things that happen once a year. What things happen once a year? When he's wearing white. Only once a year. Every other day of the year he wears gold. The whole time. Only once a year. That's all. And the Gemara says, Atul Rabbi Yehuda Makom. See, 1 second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says in the Pasuk Makom, it says no such thing. It doesn't say anything about that. Ella, Hainu Taim Ad Rabbi Yehuda. This is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Why only in the Kodesh Kedashim? Because Ksiv Zos, it says the word Zos, this, to the exclusion of everything else. Uksiv Achas, and it says the word Achas, once, to the exclusion of other things. Why are there two exclusions? Chad Lema'ute Big Day Lavan Bachot. One excludes Big Day Lavan outside. V'chad Lema'ute Big Day Zahav. And one excludes Big Day Zahav. What's left? Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh Kedashim. That's the only thing that must be done in order. Reb Nechemia holds like this. Chad Lema'ute Big Day Zahav. One excludes Big Day Zahav. Because Reb Nechemia held wearing white no matter where you are. So Big Day Zahav, I don't care if that can be done out of order. V'chad, and out of left field, Lima'ute, it comes to exclude Shirayim, the pouring of the extra dam, which he did wearing white, down the Yesod, Delo Ma'akev, which is not Ma'akev. Why all of a sudden is that not Ma'akev? That, the Mechemi says everything had to be done in white, had to be done in order, except for one thing, Shirayim. The pouring of the Shirayim dam, that could be out of order. If that was out of order, it's okay. Why? So Rashi says, it's way down, Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds Shirayim lo ma'akvi. Shirayim are not ma'akiv. V'hachi ka'amar. Im kipar ikar hamatanos kala. If the ikar matanos are done, v'afilu lo shafach shirayim. Even if he didn't even pour the shirayim. I don't know, it spilled, whatever. He never even got to that. Rabbi Yehuda Savar ma'akvi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's ma'akiv. V'hachi ka'amar. Im kila hakol. Am I reading the right Rashi? I'm reading the wrong Rashi. Way up here, back, I'm sorry. It's in the third skinny line. Limude Shirayim. Sorry. Shvichas Shirayim. The pouring of the Shirayim. The lo ma'akvi davar ha'ma'ucho lehem imekdimu lehem. It doesn't matter if that's done out of order or not. It doesn't matter if that's done out of order. Why not? Af al pi shein nasim big de'lovon ein sidr ma'akiv. Why not? We're going to see in a minute because the Shirayim, the whole thing is different. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not the same word. I don't know. It's a good question. But I was thinking of something else that you asked me yesterday. Not yesterday, Sunday. You asked me Sunday, Mati, that the two holes were different sizes for the. So I was wondering, weren't there another two holes? That was wine and water. Weren't there another two holes on the top of the Mizbeach? And that's what the water and the wine was poured down? And that went to the Tahom. We don't know where that went. And this was by the bottom of the Mizbeach, and it showed up in Nachal Kidron. I don't know. There might be two different sets of holes. Okay, anyway, yesterday I was thinking about it when you said that. I was wondering if that's true. I don't know. We have to go look at the picture books in Tractor Sukkah and see what they have. I think I remember seeing that, but I don't want to say for sure. It's a good question. I just don't.
It's supported by the Yesod, they just splashed it on the bottom.
What?
I thought by the Yesod, they just splashed it on the bottom.
Right, so we said yesterday that you poured it down the Yesod and it wound up in the Nachal Kidron, which means there was a canal going from the Mizbeach underground and it showed up in the Nachal Kidron, which is not that far away.
No. Right there.
But the wine and the water, I'm wondering if it's a separate hole. And that would say went to the home, went to some netherworld, we don't know where it went. Right? Okay. Anyway, says of Nechemia, all of a sudden at a left field, everything has to be in order if he's wearing white. Not the Shirayim, not the pouring of the Shirayim. Why not? So, by the way, before we get to why not, Rabbi Yehuda says 1 second. If it's Ma'akvi, it's Ma'akvi, and if not, now. What are you making an exception for the Shirayim? It goes by the place. Kodesh Kedashim, yes. Everywhere else, no. You hold. Even in the Kodesh, even in the Azar, as long as it's wearing white, so why Shirayim different? Kidatanya. It says like this. The Pasuk says, V'kila mechaper es ha-Kodesh. V'kila mechaper es ha-Kodesh. Which means, im kiper, if you get a kapara, kila, That means you finished. Im lo kiper, if you don't get a kapara, lo kala, it's not called finished. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So I'm a lo Rabbi Yehuda. What kind of backwards drush is that? Mipnei ma lo nemar. Why is it so simple? Im kila, if you finish, keeper, you get a kapara. Vim lo kila, and if you don't finish, lo keeper, you don't get a kapara. What does that mean? Shem chiser achas mikala matanos. If you leave out one of the matanos, lo asav lo klum. Right? You didn't do anything. What kind of backwards thing? Rabbi Akiva says, no, I darshan it backwards. So my benayhu, famrina my benayhu, what's the difference? If you darshan it backwards or not, what's the bottom difference? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's a machlokas what the difference is. Chad amar mashmuz darshan it benayhu. The only difference is how you darshan, darshan backwards or not. The chad amar, one of the much more substantive difference. Shirayim ma'akve ikka benayu. The difference is, our shirayim ma'akev. Now we can read that Rashi that I underlined before. Rabbi Akiva savar, shirayim lo ma'akve. The shirayim are not ma'akev. Why not? They're just not. V'hachika amar, im kiper ikker matanos. If you did the ikker matanos, kila, then you're done. Ah, you still have to do shirayim? Yeah, that's just gravy. That's extra. If you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. That's why he redarshes it backwards. To clue you in on that halacha. Fafil lo shafach shrayim. Even if you don't pour the shrayim, you're done. Keeper, you do what you're supposed to do with the dam, kala, you're done. Aye, the shrayim, that's not ma'akev. It would be a nice thing to do, but it's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda Sefer, no, ma'akev, it's ma'akev. Therefore, he says, but Rabbi Akiva, your whole thing is backwards. You're reading, you're darshaning it backwards. Because you know why? He holds shrayim on ma'akev. Vachi kamar, im kila, if you finish, hakol everything, including the shrayim, oz keeper. And yeah, then you get a good kapara. Vim lo, keeper. And if not, ain hakol kapara, shal matanos kapara. If not, not. Alright? That makes sense. Now the Gemara just has a technical point. When we amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, could Rabbi Yochanan say that? Va amar Rabbi Yochanan, tana Rabbi Nechemya, kedivri amar shirayim ma'akvi, that Rabbi Yochanan held, that Rabbi Nechemya held, that shirayim are ma'akev. And if the Shrayim Ma'akev just doesn't fit, if the Shrayim Ma'akev, how could Nechemya hold that you could do that, that if you do that out of order, it's okay? He can't hold like that. So Kasha, that's a Kasha. Okay, that's a Kasha, Taka. Okay?
I wonder how often this happens where they went out of order. I mean, again,
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened quite often.
Twice, once a year, you have a whole list of 20 things. Like, Jack, you did this, God, no.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened often. Yeah.
You know, like Sagan or someone showing him what to do. Okay, do
it. Right, making sure that it's government work.
If he did mess up, it's right there behind. So the whole team was resting on you. Once you have a list, okay, do A, B, C. What are you writing out of order? I mean, what's going on?
You know, I'll tell you something. We have something called the Seder, right? And in the Haggadah it says, here is where you pour the second cup of wine. You ever been to a Seder where they forgot to do that?
Yeah.
How could that be? It's once a year. It's written right down in the book. All of a sudden you wake up, time to do the Seder. Oh, we didn't pour the second one cup even. Because the Manashtana, this is busy. It's so easy for this to happen. You have a book in front of you. You did it last year. You did it the year before. You did it for the past 30 years. And you forgot. How could you forget?
It just,
right?
Chain, you can
so far,
I agree with you.
So far, it's so easy for that to happen.
The difference is
that at the same, it's a big deal, right? But here, every little thing. But the point is, it's so human nature. It's human nature. I always say that. How much of halacha is if what if you do if you forgot? Half a shulchan aruch. What do you do if you forgot? Why? Because it's human nature. I forgot to do this, and I forgot to say al v'yavar, I forgot that, and Shabbos, I forgot. Half a Shabbos, what if you forgot? Why? Because people are people.
What?
So the Kohen Gadol, first of all, many times the Kohen Gadol could have been not someone who knew the halacha. But someone that knew something, right? Not him, the Kahanim. So they forgot. Right? So the question is, what mistake is vital, is critical. And what mistake? Okay. So that's a mistake. So the Shrayim says the Machlokas about that. It's not the end of the world.
I think they catch him immediately.
It could be they caught it quicker. He's probably right. It could be they caught it faster. But the point is, it's a mistake. It's impossible to make a mistake. What? The perfect?
One blood gets the other blood. It's easy to do that.
Plus he's rushing around the whole
Yeah, plus they're rushing. Plus they're tired. Plus they're fasting. Right? Okay.
They have a big break from 2 to 7 there.
I'm Rabbi Chanina. Now, Ketores, let's say you have the Ketores. Shechafana kodem shchitaso shalpar, that you did the chafina, which means you ground it up, before shechting the par, lo asav lo klum. That's nothing, right? Why? Because just remind ourselves, the order was as follows. First, you shech the par, then you do the chafina, right? Then you bring the ketores into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then you sprinkle the dam of the par in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then you shech the seir. Then you do the sprinkling of the dam of the seir. So, Amar Bichanina, Ketores, again, Ketores, Shechafana, Kodem Shechitazo Shalpar, Lo Asaf Lo Klum. That's out of order, no good. Kiman, who said that? The Loker of Yehuda. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Ikra of Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, he said, Ki Ksiva, when does it say Ksiva? Chuka, Bidvarim, Ksiva Chuka, when does it say Ma'akev? Bidvarim Hanasim, Big Day Lavan, Bifnim Huda Ksiva. It's only Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is Big Day Lavan outside. So it's not, you know, he wouldn't care about this. So there's a Gemara, no, I feel the same, even he would care. Why? Because Sarach Pinim, Kipinim Dami. If it's going to go inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, then he cares about it. It has to be in order. Tanan, we learned, Imad Shalom Gamar Matanos Shebifnim. If you didn't finish doing the Matanos Bifnim, Nishbach Hadam, the dam spilled, Yavi Dam Acher, V'yachzor, V'yaza, V'tchila, B'mifnim. You have to do it all over again. Right? V'im Isa, and if that's true, then shouldn't it say, Yachzor, get another animal, shecht it, V'yachzon, do the chafina, Miboyle, shouldn't have said that? Which, by the way, that's the order. If you have to do chafina again also now, if you don't have any more dam, you got to shecht another animal, you should do the chafina again. So Gemara says, you're right. The chafina had to be done again, but the chafina, the ketor is lo kamari. No, we're not talking about that. What is it we're not talking about that? Says Rashi. Mi uvadai tzarek lahakdir ketoris acheres achashchita. There's no question you have to do the ketoris again. But we're talking about animals. No question about that. He has to go back and do shech the animal, do the chafina again, then sprinkle again, and don't spill it this time. Right? No question about that. But we didn't mention it because it's out of left field. It's not about the animal. It's not about the dam. Right?
So he has to go to the chafina and then go and put it in the Kodesh Kedoshim or that? No.
Yes. The whole thing has to be done all over again. Yes. It was in the middle. Remember the guy was stirring the dam while he did the ketores, so it shouldn't congeal. Right? The whole thing has to be done all over again. Why don't we mention that? Because it's not about the dam. So we didn't mention it. But of course it has to be. Now another case. We'll get to the two dots. Amar Ula, Seir, the goat. Sheshachatu kodem matan damo shalpar, that was shechted before the dam applications of the par were done, loss of lo klum. It's also nothing. Now tnan, hikdim dam ha-sa'ir l'dam ha-par, if the dam of the sa'ir was done before the dam ha-par, yachze v'yaza midam ha-sa'ir achar dam ha-par. You have to go back and do it again. V'imis, and if that's true, yachze v'yichshot miboyalei, then you should have to do the shechita again. Why doesn't it mention that? We can't give the same answer because we're not talking about that. We are talking about that. Right? So why don't we give the same answer? So what's the answer? Why didn't it mention that? So Tirgum Ula explained, no. We're only talking about when you went out of order was Matanos Behechel. You went out of order in the Hechel. In the V'chein Amar of Afas, Matanos Shebehechel. And Rafa said the same thing. Matanos in the Hegel. What is the Matanos in the Hegel? In the Hegel is where you went out of order. You already done. There was a par sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The par was sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, in the Hegel, you went out of order. You don't have to shecht other animals again now. Now you don't have to shecht again. What do you have to do? Go back and do them in order. Eina chinami. If that mistake happened in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you went out of order. You might have to shecht again. That's not what happened. You did that. You're done with that. And in the Hegel, you went out of order. You don't have to check it again now. Why? Because we said in the Mishnah, the Kaparis and the Kodesh are done. You don't have to go back and redo that. In the Hegel, you went out of order. That's okay. No, that's not okay. You have to go back and do it.
So, the
correct. That went out of order now. So for that, go back and do it in order. After Shech new animals and start from scratch? No. The Kodesh Kodashim is done. Once you did that, you're done. Where'd the mistake happen? In the Heichal. All right, so do it over.
Who's this according to?
That's what Ula said in Udin. Ula said, I say that this, if this happened, so Ula doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah should have said that. No, the mistake happened in the Heichal. Therefore, it's okay.
Same animal. And you did B instead of doing A, B, you did B, A.
Yeah.
So now you think and you realize that you already did A, so why can't you do then B?
Because that's the halacha. If you did B before A, you have to go back and do A and then B again. Ula says you have to do the shechita again. So what do you mean shechita? The Mishnah should have said that. No, because we're talking about the mistake was in the heichal. Well, in the heichal, you did the kodesh kodashim already. That's good. That's done. Good. Now you made a mistake over here in the heichal. All right, do it over. You don't have to do shechita again. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.